Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 23rd of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering round to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Doesn't he leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Doesn't she light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Today's article, titled "Lost, Found, Joy," was written by James Banks. They call me the ringmaster. So far this year, I've found 167 lost rings. During a walk on the beach with my wife, Carrie, we struck up a conversation with an older man who was using a metal detector to scan an area just below the surf line. "Sometimes rings have names on them," he explained, "and I love seeing their owners' faces when I return them. I post online and check to see if anyone contacted Lost and Found. I found rings missing for years." When he mentioned that I enjoy metal detecting as well, but didn't do it frequently, his parting words were, "You never know unless you go." We find another kind of search and rescue in Luke 15. Jesus was criticized for caring about people who were far from God. In reply, he told three stories about things that were lost and then found: a sheep, a coin, and a son. The man who finds the lost sheep joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me." All the stories are ultimately about finding lost people for Christ and the joy that comes as they are found in him. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He calls us to follow him in loving people back to God. The joy of seeing others turn to him awaits. We'll never know unless we go. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for finding and loving me. Please send me in your joy to another one who needs you today. Amen. Thank you for listening. My name is Addy Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.